Mike DeCuban, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your attention to a few moments of fellowship and Bible study together here as we look into the Word of God. If you have a Bible or New Testament, I encourage you to get it and to follow along with us. We're talking about the holiness of Almighty God. Remember, the word holy is defined as belonging to or coming from God. It has to do with that which is sacred and pure and without sin. It means spiritually perfect and pure, but also in every respect and in every way, God is without sin. He's untainted by sin. He's not in any way given over to sin or to evil or to that which is wrong. He is sinless, without any sin. And thus, because of God and His holiness, He's deserving of deep respect. He's deserving of awe. He's deserving of reverence and adoration. And we sin against Almighty God when we use His name flippantly, when we use His name in vain, in a vain manner, in a vain way, even as an exclamation. It is wrong, beloved. It is disgracing and dishonoring the name of the Lord God. And He said, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Now, in our last consideration, our last time of study together, we were thinking about God's holiness and how that when He appeared to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus 3:5, He said, Take the shoes off your feet, because where you're standing is holy ground. Because the presence of the holy God was there. He chose Israel to be a holy nation, Exodus 19:6 points out. They were to be a holy nation, that is, they were to be separated unto God, and they were to walk in obedience to Him and to honor and exalt and lift Him up. And the tabernacle was to be a holy place. It was to be a place set aside for the worship of the Almighty God, who is holy and is without sin. Exodus 26:33 pointed out that the first entrance of the tabernacle was called the holy place, and then the portion behind the veil where the Ark of the Covenant was kept was the most holy place, for that was where the presence of God was revealed and manifested. God dwelt over the Ark of the Covenant in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. His people, the nation of Israel, were to be a testimony to the whole world of the revelation of God and His holiness and His righteousness and His desire to draw men, women, boys, and girls unto Himself and deliver them from their sin. Thus the tabernacle was a holy place, and the instruments of worship used in the tabernacle were spoken of as holy things, Leviticus 5:15 pointed out. In Leviticus 11:44, God said, Ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And in Leviticus 19:2, I, the Lord your God, am holy. Remember, God is holy. Leviticus 20:26, for I, the Lord, am holy. And Leviticus 21:8, the Lord which sanctifieth you am holy. I, the Lord which sanctify you, am holy. In other words, he was setting Israel apart as a chosen people who were to honor and glorify, to magnify, exalt, and to lift him up. And we stopped last time in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 as we were reading about God and how that he is to be reverenced, to be honored. And in verse 8 of 1 Chronicles 16, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Yes, beloved, rejoice, seek the Lord and his strength and his face continually. Nevertheless, remembering, beloved, remembering his marvelous works. Oh, beloved, what marvelous and wonderful things God has wrought, has done, and even in my own life, I've seen God do marvelous and amazing and wonderful things. This is a privilege that I have, to be able to come into your presence over the internet to share with you the Word of God. This is a marvelous thing that I never imagined that I would have the privilege or opportunity to do. Remember God's marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. Yes, beloved, verse 14, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant. And that was referring to the Old Covenant, the Old Testament that God made with the nation of Israel. The New Testament is a new covenant that God has made with mankind. And this new covenant is the way whereby man can approach to God by being made pure and clean and holy through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the old song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we're told in 1 John that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And so the Lord is the one who makes us holy. Now I'm going to try something different today, and that is, I want to sing to you a song about the holiness of God. It's a song you're probably familiar with, and so you can sing it along with me. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim before thee, which word and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. All thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Yes, beloved, our Lord is holy. He's without any sin. He's righteous in every respect and in every way. Everything that he does is righteous, beloved. God is not unrighteous in any respect or in any way. Therefore, he's to be reverenced. He's to be honored. He's to be respected. For he is the holy, almighty, all-righteous God. Till next time.